Reflections. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are doing very well today. I am Marie Swaru. After the last two new videos I published, first the soap opera, and then the video that clarifies the old misconception about there being few men in Teijita, I see the need to explain many other things as well, which led me to also want to share my reflections about many other subjects, especially about my YouTube channel. As you know, I cannot open my comments box or I will be swamped with messages which would simply be impossible for me to answer all, and in that attempt, I would stop writing texts for new videos. This causes a poor communication dynamic when it comes to questions and doubts about my subjects and everything else. Yet, even though I'm isolated to be able to work at my pace and on my own, without having to deal with public affairs or issues, I'm not completely cut off from all of you as the Teijetan Information Processing Center, also known as CIC, is watching social media and informing me of relevant things I must know about, or attend to, but the data is filtered out so only what is really important gets to me. Furthermore, I am telepathically very strong, as much as little Sophia, so even if the Teijetans want to hide things from me, I end up knowing, and I can't help it, it just happens, even though I do not wish to be mentally invasive. As most of you know, I must work without human interference, or with the least possible. It is the only way for me to be able to write enough to produce one video a day, and in two languages, even though my Teijetan team here, CIC, helps me a lot, with the translations and with the cover images for each one of the videos, among with countless other technical things and issues, as well as with general counseling about nearly everything. And I must also tend to my studies, with my mentors, who teach me things ranging from cooking and baking, with my mother Athena and Anna, to engineering with Zykira, the ship's chief engineer. For you Trekkies out there, Zykira would be the Talika's equivalent of Scotty, from Star Trek. But my most important studies are with Queen Alanim herself, who is my main mentor, and with whom I learn Teijetan politics, exopolitics, which is how to interact with other star races, social managing, protocol, elegance and manners, how to be resilient in hard times, how to make difficult decisions, how to be an empowered female without losing kindness and femininity, among countless other things. As you can see, my schedule is quite full, but one of my main objectives is to seed, or leak information to humanity at large. That is the reason why I am here, but the only way I can achieve all that is to be isolated from the circus which has a tendency to develop around this communication, or contact between Teijetans and humans. One of the reasons that circus develops is because the main communication method is the written word. We are not allowed to speak, you know why, and it causes a lot of confusion for many reasons. No matter how much and how carefully we may write, things will always be missing, important details which then cause people to speculate and to make up unreal or exaggerated stories in their heads. This is something that Robert, of Despejando Enigmas and Gosha of Cosmic Agency, know very well, and during the better part of the last 6 years they have been doing their very best to pass on our information as best as possible, skillfully filling in the remaining gaps and missing parts with what they know about us, and with what they have learnt throughout the years. Yet, even with their much appreciated best efforts, it could never be enough, or as good as direct communication with all of you, the greater public, so I saw the need to start this YouTube channel, where I post the information directly from Talika to the internet, with no intermediaries and with no human interference or the least possible, which caused another perception problem, which I'd like to talk about to clarify some important things. Being it necessary to work in isolation, it looks as if I would not want to talk to, or work with Robert and Gosha, and this is not so, as I demonstrated with my recent live show on Gosha's YouTube channel, Cosmic Agency, on October 14th, this year. Yet, all of you listening to me and who are interested in following us, must know that the only direct communication channel is Swaru Official, my YouTube channel, and not Robert's nor Gosha's, which work in another way, and from another angle, which is talking to other members of my team, mostly Athena and Sophia, processing and sharing the information with you in an extremely valuable way. One way is not better than the other, they are complementary, as a team, and each member has his or her role. What I mean is that I must follow my own way of sharing Tejetan and Swarunian information. I am working from the perspective of a fresh start, my way, and I wish to do this on my own without having to carry on my back the responsibilities and the accumulated problems and dramas of my predecessors, regardless of who started those dramas. I am someone else, I am not the others who have been here before me, obviously, and so it is completely unfair for the wrongdoings of those others to be pinned on me. It is not my responsibility to fix those past dramas, my responsibility ends with what I do, I can only be responsible for what Mariswa does, speaking in the third person. But part of the problems I face while I'm working in isolation, is that the public can only go to Robert and Gosha to have their questions answered, but even though they do their best while at it, it can never be as accurate as the direct information that is coming only from me. This causes much confusion and contradictions between what I said and what Robert or Gosha answered, and I'm not saying this with any intention of downplaying them at all. As I said above, each one of us has a valuable role, and those contradictions are to be expected, and they are by no means proof of falsity. This leads me to the next problem. Since Robert and Gosha started to publish Tejetan and Swarunian information, there have been many people from the non-human side talking to them. I even lost count of how many, and this logically means that each person will say things and share their information from their point of view, which will not always coincide, simply because we are all different people. This is also why I must continue to do things on my own and not be directly associated with others. This is a fresh start, and I refuse to be responsible for things I did not cause. This leads me to the next thing I must say. The other two Suarez, Athena and Sophia, have not been sharing many new things through Robert and Gosha lately. Athena has other difficult roles here with the Tejetans. She is mostly a pilot, and that is a very challenging position. Besides being the fix-it-all woman on board, that gets called to solve all issues all the time. And as for little Sophia, she arrived here more or less 4 years ago, when she was 7 years old. Now she is 11, but when she arrived she used to say that she was around 13, when she was talking to the older woman, and then dropped that to 10 because she was told that people would not listen to her if she disclosed her real age, but then continued to say that she was 10 when she was 8, then again when she was 9, and then her age finally coincided with the one she said she had, 10, and now, today, she truly is 11, all this leading to the misconception that she is not growing, which she is. This was wrong, and according to little Sophia, it was not her idea, it came from Swaru of Error, who, seeing that the little 7-year-old girl had full memory, which is rare, saw the opportunity to have Sophia replace her communicating with humans. Sophia spent much of her time from age 7 to age 10 doing things that were well above her age and maturity level, which caused her to miss much of her childhood, which she is now enjoying, playing a lot with her things, interests and toys, so that is the reasons why she has not been online much recently, and whether she will continue to work with Robert and Gosha depends on her alone, but please understand that she is only a kid. All this leaves me as the only one working on sharing information in a dedicated way. I am now the one in the lead representing the Tejitans in direct communication with the greater public, and I will also represent the Tejitans in other ways in the future. Clearing misconceptions, all these dramas and entanglements concerning Swaruas and Tejitans, all the sequential messes that have aroused in the past, with their incongruences and things that simply don't add up, are not natural for Tejitans and their culture. Those are only entanglements which concern this ship, the Talika, and don't try to understand those entanglements, which Swaru came after who and why and in what sequence, because it is not logical, and it is a complete mess, even I cannot understand. That is what you get when you time jump with no regard to the consequences, and I repeat that does not represent the Tejetan culture. It is only indicative of the indecipherable mess the others made, and as I said above, I refuse to be associated with all that, and I refuse to be taken as responsible for things I did not cause or do. I strongly prefer to say things as they are, with no sugarcoating, even if they may be uncomfortable for some people, so I am as direct as I can be, given the circumstances that surround me now, most of which are not under my control. The next thing I must clear out is about Anika and Anna, and the soap opera. From the point of view of each soul, each person, they are the most advanced version, or incarnation of itself, but having said that, there is a sequence of which came after which, but only from the point of view of that soul which is having the incarnated experiences. Anna is the reincarnation of Anika. Anna comes after Anika, because she remembers having been Anika in detail, as well as everything else about her. And what Anika said she knew, or remembered about Anna was probably implanted, because Anika said before that she did not remember anything about her past life, but that is as far as I can know. And by the way, she did not take the mandatory unacceptable thing. And I must clarify that Anna does not have Anika's personality, because she is Anna today, and not Anika. And about Diego, he is not DK, who is a full Tejetan, they are not the same person, one is down there and the other is up here on the ship. I mention this because it is the logical assumption, or conclusion after watching the soap opera video, as DK is Anika's brother, as Diego is Anna's. This also leads me to clarify yet another thing. The Tejitans who live in a fully holistic society are poorly skilled at setting healthy limits with Earth people, so when Zadkiel, the extracted human, was talking to the Elder Woman as well as others from here, the Elder Woman asked for more than what the Tejitans could give, against starting a drama, which then the Tejitans felt the need to damage control. And DK was commissioned, or ordered to talk to the older woman, passing off as if he was Zadkiel who was no longer available, because the Tejitan stopped him from talking, because of the mess he was making. This created the misconception that Zadkiel was Anika's brother, a misconception that later the Tejitans had to be sustained when they started to talk to Robert and Gosha. All this is caused because of the Tejitans' lack of understanding of human mentality, and how to talk to them, causing them all to fall into a spiral of complicated things, which became unsolvable. And once more I must say that I am not associated with all that mess, and this will be one of the very few times I will mention this, as I see it as a waste of my time, as I'd rather be sharing useful subjects. Yet from another point of view I know that addressing this issues was important, at least for the people who have been following my group for years. I am not about the drama, I am about the information, but you must understand that drama is part of life, and we are more people, like you, making our ends meet and learning in the process, and we are not luminous gas spheres from the Pleiades, moving in our own Merkaba made out of our own ego and perfection. As others say you must expect from Pleiadians. And that leads me to the next point. As I've said before, some extraterrestrial races don't need anything from Earth, others only a few things, and yet others depend on Earth for their sustenance and resources. As I said above, we are only more people, and I have been down there among you, I've walked your streets and suffered your hideous schools, and although I am not there now, I still depend on food and things from the Earth, and its society, in order to be able to function well, and even to be able to interact with you all, for example with your human technology which is not compatible with Taygetan computers. We also need food which is different from the Taygetan one, which does not agree very well with my body, and the one of Sophia and Athena's. Earth food has a much broader or wider variety than Taygetan one, which is based solely on plants, therefore we need food from Earth. The Taygetan supply ship, Saska 1, brings food and things for the Taygetans, but it does not bring anything human, obviously, so we still need to get our things from Earth, buying them legally, so any ideas of replicating money or extracting it with a tractor beam, or selling replicated things, are not viable, or not possible for our own ethical reasons, which are too long and complex to place here. Furthermore, solving this monetary problem is taken by the Taygetans as a challenge to see my resilience as an important part of my education and training. They want to see me prevail even under the harsh conditions of Earth's matrix, beating it at its own game. Right now I am sustaining all the needs of the other two Suarez, Athena and Sophia, as well as many of the earthly needs of the Taygetan crew here. Because, as I've stated in other videos, the Federation no longer provides them with money for what they call operations here. Remember that even though I come from a fully holistic society that does not need money, we are not there now, we are here, and we need it as much as any other person who depends on planet Earth and its society. So I need to monetize my YouTube channel. Yet it does not produce enough money as was expected or as we need to fulfill everything that is needed. I have opened a donation link, which can be found next to the logo of my channel, under a link to be clicked, and under my newer videos. I am not asking for donations, I'm only placing it there because many people have expressed their wish to help, on social media. The link is not perfect as it apparently only works with a certain type of international cards, or accounts made for online shopping, therefore I've seen that most of the donations were rejected by the system, and that problem is not on my side to fix, as that system was designed mostly for Latin America, where our banking system is based. For those of you who have kindly donated, we are sending confirmation emails to everyone who has given us their support. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are working on a more user-friendly link, perhaps with PayPal, but it's not active yet. If this is seen as proof of falsity, I no longer care. There is nothing I can do about it, and I have explained many times before that the limits between humanity and non-humans are grey. As many humans nowadays are extraterrestrials, even though ultimately everyone is. There is a grey area in between. Yes, I can be considered human, but I'm also considered extraterrestrial as I was not born there on Earth. I am a bridge between two worlds, as my complicated subjects are a testimony of. Thank you all for your support, in every way. And thank you again for your kind donations. And I also thank you for liking and subscribing, that alone helps me out a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and gratitude, your friend, Marie Suaru.